Father, your grace in the power of your name. You lift me up. Hallelujah. Yes. You lift me up. You're my strength. Yes. Strength like no other. Strength like no other. Reaches to me. You're my strength. Yes. Strength like no other. Strength like no other. Reaches to me. So in the fullness of your grace, in the power of your name, you lift me up. Yes. Yes. You lift me up in the fullness of your grace, in the power of your name. You lift me up. You lift me up. Unfailing love, stronger than mountains, deeper than oceans, reaches me. Unfailing love, stronger than mountains, deeper than oceans, reaches me. In the fullness of your grace, in the power of your name, you lift me up. Hallelujah, Lord. You lift me up in the fullness of your grace, in the power of your name, you lift me up. You lift me up. You're my hope. Yes. Hope like no other. Hope like no other reaches to me. You're my hope. Yes. Hope like no other. Hope like no other reaches to me. In the fullness of your grace, in the power of your name, you lift me up. You lift me up in the fullness of your grace, in the power of your name, you lift me up. Yes. Hallelujah. You lift me up. You're my peace. Yes. Peace like no other. Peace like no other. Hallelujah. Yes. You're my peace. Yes. Peace like no other. Peace like no other reaches me in the fullness of your grace, in the power of your name. You lift me up. You lift me up. In the fullness of your grace, in the power of your name, you lift me up. You lift me up. Hallelujah. You're my strength. Yes. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Strength like no other. Hallelujah. Yes. Strength like no other reaches to me. You are my strength. You're my strength. Hallelujah. Strength like no other. Strength like no other. Reach it to me. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, oh God. Hallelujah. Greta, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Rosalind, and glory be to God, and thank you for it. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we come to you this morning, excuse me, forever grateful for another day that you have made, for allowing us to rejoice and be glad in it. Father, and I'm just so thankful that every caller who got on the call this morning, every family member, has brought a huge smile to my face. And, Lord, I just thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for this family, the Master's Call. Now, Lord, we come to you rejoicing and thanking you for this call, thanking you for Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, thanking you for the D.A. De Leon family, for they are all the reasons why we are joined here together. Oh, God, I ask that you will bless them each individually and collectively in a mighty way. You know what each stands in need of. And we continue to rejoice in how you are building Dr. P.K. Roberts up in her health. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for how you've provided protection and guidance and for her. Father, we just thank you for Mother Josie and Mother Blackwell and Mother Oliver, Lord, do amazing things in their lives today. Father, now we lift up each and every family member who has joined us, the newest member of the family to the one who has been here the longest. Oh, God, order our footsteps this day. Now we lift up our speaker, and we thank you for the mighty word that will go forth today. Father, and your word tells us that so shall the word go forth out of our mouths that it shall not return to us void, but it shall accomplish that which we please, and it shall prosper in the thing to where it's sent. So that's what the word's going to do today. And we thank you, Lord. Keep our speaker, guide them, send them phenomenal blessings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, my TMC family, it has been so good to spend this time with you. And now I will turn you over to the hands of the host. As I always say, from my heart to yours, you have just got to know that I truly love me some you. And again, happy birthday, Minister Sharon. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Willow. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Minister Willow, for seating and greeting everyone this morning with the joy of the Lord in your voice, and I'm rejoicing with you. Yes, God is our strength. Thank you, thank you, thank you for, again, seating and greeting with the Spirit of the Lord flowing in your heart. And Minister Rosalind, thank you so much. God is our strength, strength like no other. Glory to God. Good morning, my TMC family. This is Brenda Terrell residing here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs. And I, along with Minister Willis, say welcome, welcome, welcome once more and again to the Master's Call, our telecommunications sanctuary. Yes, this is day 17 of our fast, and God is doing great and mighty things through us, with us, and for us. Hallelujah. And today we are spending quality time today speaking, decreeing, and declaring total breakthroughs in every area of our lives. Let me just share a little bit about this call. It started back in October 2010 by our wonderful, phenomenal co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And with their yes, they stood on God's word. Psalms 88:13. It says, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Now, mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, we do have a website you can go to any time of the day, any time of the hour, hallelujah, and get a rich word from the Lord anytime, because messages are archived there as well as the bio of our speakers. That's the website is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And you'll notice that the directors for our fast is there as well, are there as well as the bios of our speakers, and of course the messages are there. So you can get some rich information, and of course all the scriptures that are assigned for today's fast, you can go there and read them. And not only that, if you are not joining us right now with the fast, it's not too late. You can join us and start today, because I'm telling you, God is doing great and mighty things. If you want to do so and have an accountability partner, get with Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton. Her number is 586-747-8000. That's 586-747-8000. Well, listen, we also, what really brought us all together is this phenomenal company called Artists International that was established over 30 years ago by Antonio Diaz de Leon, and now we are under the umbrella of Artist Life with his son Alejandro as well as his daughter-in-law Elvia, who have taken on the mantle and carried forth this new business, Artist Life. And I say new business, we're talking about with newer products, with great information, and you can get with the person that invited you to this about, if you want to hear more about these products, you can get with the person that invited you to this call. And also with Artist Life, we have a new morning motivational call that's held every Monday through Friday right after this call, and today is Presidential Tuesday. On that call, that number is 712-770-4005. 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-pound. And along with that is the Artist Life Kickoff 2020 that's going to be taking place this weekend in Houston, Texas, at the Houston Marriott South at the Hobby Airport. And it's going to be held, you could get there Friday, and of course you want to stay till Sunday afternoon at least, because Sunday morning there will be a Sunday service. So you can go to register at www.artistlife.com/kickoff2020. Now, I understand that the deadline of the $89 rates at the hotel has dispersed, but you can call the hotel and maybe they'll get you in at those special rates. And that's, again, at Houston Marriott South. Now, I am going to get out of the way because we definitely have a phenomenal woman of God who loves the Lord. And I tell you, when you hear her voice, you can tell she is anointed and definitely appointed. We thank God for this great woman of God who speaks the word, stands on God's word, loves him with all her heart. And her scripture is, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Of course, that's Matthew 6:33. She is a devoted servant of God, a daughter, a sister, a proud auntie, a loving friend, a woman who is ordained by God, licensed minister. She is a Bible teacher, a health and wellness consultant. She is a mentor to many young men and women in the body of Christ, and she has brought quite a few people into knowing the Lord, our God. And we are thanking God for her discipleship, for her diligence in serving him. I'm talking about none other than Minister Robin B. Wilson of New Jersey. And I'm going to introduce to some, present to others, our very own Minister Robin. Are you there, Minister Robin?
I am. Can you hear me, Prayer General?
I can hear you loud and clear, Prayer General. God bless you. Take it away.
God bless you. Good morning, family. Good morning, Dr. PK. Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. Thank you so much. Father, you truly, truly, truly are our strength. And it's a blessing to be part of this awesome family of God, the Master's Call. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Oh, Lord, you are good. You are gracious. You are loving. You are our strength. And I thank you, Lord, that you trust me enough and that the co-founders of this call trust me enough to speak the word and encourage myself and your people as we continue to grow in the things that you have for each and every single one of us as your vessels, in Jesus' name, amen. Family, I'm going to go ahead and continue with where I left off, and the title is God's Purpose for Your Life. God's purpose for our life, for my life, and it's a good purpose. And the scripture, one of them, found in Jeremiah 29:11, God knows the plans that he has for each and every single one of us. We know it's a plan that's good. It's a plan that's not going to harm us. It's a plan to prosper us. And it's a plan to give us hope and a future. And the Lord also told us in Psalms 139:13-14, that he formed us. We said to him, for you form my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. And we're going to praise him because he tells us we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And I was telling you about Moses, and we know that Moses went through so many things. And where we left off, his mom, she may have known, it could have just been that mother's intuition, but she knew she had to protect her child. She knew she had to take care of him so no harm would come to him. And again, God telling us no harm would come to us. So again, his steps were ordered, and he didn't even know. Mama didn't even know. But God had a plan and a purpose, just like he does for each and every single one of us. So when that basket was prepared and the baby was placed inside that basket and sent down the Nile River, there was someone that was on watch. His sister is watching to see what's going to happen, to see where he's going to land. And he landed in the arms of who? Pharaoh's daughter, a safe haven. God has a safe haven for each and every single one of us. Angels are encamped around us, watching over us. No harm can come to us in the name of Jesus. Your steps are ordered by God. He knows the good and the bad, and he is your refuge. He is your strength. Hallelujah. Just as we sang today, God is our strength. He's guarding us. He's watching over us. He's ensuring that what we need to do will be done. And you may not even know every intricate part, but know that there is a plan and there's a purpose and your steps are ordered. And you are fearfully and wonderfully made. And so was he at that time. So his purpose was not going to be aborted, even though it looked like it was going to be aborted, even before, you know, he was born, even when he was born. So there are circumstances that may take place. There are horrific things that may be going on. There are challenges in each and every single one of our lives. You may be having challenges in your home, with a family member, at work, in your surroundings. But knowing that God has a plan and a purpose for you, his hand of protection is on you, you are going to walk in it and walk through it. It doesn't matter what it looks like because the enemy does not win. Moses was going to lead the Israelites out of Egypt, and the child didn't know, and mama didn't know at that time. God said, TMC family, you are going to do. You will do. Write it down. Make it plain. If you don't know for sure, he will reveal to you step by step. He knows the entire picture. He has the entire package, and he will sustain you. He will keep you. He will guard us. His hand of protection is on us, just as we see what took place. He's an all-knowing God. He's a faithful God. He's a loving God. So here it is as we continue, and we see how amazing God is, and he sees the before, even before we get to the end. He has the entire area of view of our life, the entire picture. And he has his hands on us. And as I said, he sustains us because you are the apple of his eye, and he's going to keep us. You are special to him. Every hair on your head is numbered. In him you live and you move and you have your being. And you know what? That king was not successful at all in trying to destroy Moses. And there may be stumbling blocks along the way as we continue to pursue God's purpose. It's just a block. It has to go. We have the authority to speak to that block, to speak to that mountain. Say, you got to go in the name of Jesus. It may be a little storm. We have the authority to say, peace be still in the name of Jesus. Don't worry about it. Don't be moved by it. Know that the purpose of God is and will be fulfilled in your life. It will manifest. It is manifesting, hallelujah, in an incredible way. God said it. We can take it to the bank because it's true. And he's God all by himself. All by himself, hallelujah. Him being our strength, hallelujah. Him being your refuge. Him protecting you. So Moses, here he is. He grows up. He's living in the palace. And God has written out that blueprint that he is going to fulfill. He may not know it all. He may not know any of it, but it's going to come to pass. Something is burning inside of him and burning inside of each and every single one of us. And even when he was growing up, he knew, he saw things. He may not have understood. And us too, we know, we see things. And you may not understand, but God is going to reveal it to you. There was a situation when Moses took it upon himself when he saw that there was danger taking place with a child a child from Israel, and he took it upon himself. He circumvented the situation, and he did something that he should not have done. He took another life. So there may be things going on, saints of God, that we may not be aware of, things that we see, things that are heavy on our heart, things that we know are wrong, but we cannot take it upon ourselves to take care of the situation. We have to go to the Lord. We have to speak the word. We have to cry out to him, because none of it has taken him by surprise. And that's what should have taken place in that situation. But we know God is a good God. God is a faithful God. God is a God of mercy. And he showed and he did the same thing with mercy, with Moses. So he will do the same thing. We even have a better covenant. He will do the same thing with each and every single one of us. He will protect us. So be still in that situation and know that he is God. And be still, it means don't fight. Relax. Don't circumvent. Don't get in the way. Let it go. Surrender it. Let it go. Put your hands down. Cry out to the great and mighty God. He got it. He has you. You are going to fulfill your purpose. Those whose heart you may be heavy for, they're going to feel theirs too. Speak the word. Wait on the Lord. He's your defender. He's the judge. He is defending us and his city. Moses needed to take comfort in that. We need to take comfort in that, knowing that no weapon formed against us can prosper. Yeah, they're going to be all around us. Yes, they're going to form. But, you know, God always gives us a way to escape it all, because you are on that road to fulfilling your purpose. You will fulfill it. You will walk in it. You're walking in your destiny. It's an incredible destiny. It's a plan with a future, with an expected end. These little blocks, remember, you can speak to that mountain and you can say, go in the name of Jesus. Be thou removed. You don't doubt it. You believe it. You decree it. You speak it. And watch God do the rest, because he's our refuge, in whom we should put all of our trust as we do. And sometimes you may feel or fall or grow weary, but get up. Rise up, knowing he is your strength. And you will fulfill your purpose. And we are going to see that in this with Moses as well. In the mighty name of Jesus, rise up and know you will fulfill your purpose. In Jesus' name, back to you, Minister Brenda.
Well, glory to God. In Jesus' name, we receive it, we receive it, we receive it. Thank you so much, Minister Robin, for that on-time, powerful message. I will be calling you back to close us out with the benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. Lord, you have truly been our dwelling place throughout all generations. Even before you formed the earth, the heavens, the mountains, and everything that's existing, O God, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. We thank you, Lord, as we bow before you. We honor you. We acknowledge you in all our ways. We come to realize, Father God, that without you we can do nothing. Lord, we thank you that you are our strength, strength like none other. We thank you, Father, that the blood of Jesus is still available to us. We thank you, O God, that your resurrection power is abiding within us. We thank you, O God, for that you've made us heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ, that whatever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever is loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So with that, Lord God, we're just looking to you, the author and finisher of our faith, and asking you, Father God, to touch the hearts, the minds, the bodies of every person that we're bringing before you, O God. And right now, we're decreeing and declaring in the name of Jesus that these people are healed, whole, and complete in you. Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, Harold, Jerry, Bart, Bert, Duncan, Sandy, Trent, Maria, Jeanette, Chasen, Sir John, Dorothy, Rosalind's mom, Rita, Jackie, Marsha. We call Mother Josie, Mother Oliver, Mother Eleanor healed. We're calling all these people healed by the blood of the Lamb. And we thank you, Father, even for healing our very own Minister Keisha and Minister Sharon, Lord God, and restoring their health in Jesus' name. And all those, Father, who may encounter some attacks that we don't know about, Lord, but you know who they are. And we're lifting them up, Father, even as we're thinking on those people, Lord God, that are on our minds, Father. We're calling them healed by the blood of Jesus Christ. And we're thanking you in advance, O God, because you watch over your word to perform it. We glorify you, Father, for touching the hearts of these, Lord, of those that have lost their loved ones, O God. We ask that you comfort them and strengthen them, Lord God, because, again, you are our strength, strength like none other. So we thank you, Father, in advance for putting your arms around these families, Wanda Walker and the Crutchfield family, Lord God. Touch D. Lee and the Garrett and Moore family. Oh, God, just strengthen that family like nothing, like none other, oh, God. They've gone through so many deaths, Father, within the last couple of months, Father God, but nobody can touch them like you can. Nobody can touch their hearts and comfort them like you can. So we thank you in advance for doing it. We thank you, Father, for touching Shirley James and the Bell family, Lord God, for ministering like none other to the Anderson family, Father God. We glorify you, Father, for ministering to Bishop Caldwell family and the Browning, the Kidd family, the Harden family, the Mosley family, the White family, the Cox family. And we know, Father God, there could be many, many more, Father God, but you know who they are. And again, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you. And we honor you for doing the work. And we know that it's done not by might, it's not by power, but it's by your precious Holy Spirit. Spirit of the living God, move on your people this morning. Move and touch on your servant who has poured into us like none other, O God. We thank you for blessing her going out and blessing her coming in. We thank you, Father God, for touching her environment, Father, the place that she works, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for your spirit of truth moving in her environment like none other. We thank you, Father God, that you're giving her the desires of her heart. You know what they are, O God. And we thank you, Lord God, because you told us when two or three come together touching and agreeing on anything, you're definitely in the midst. So we glorify you, Father God, for touching our Minister Robin, for speaking peace in her heart, her mind, and her spirit, man. We thank you, Father, that the words that we receive from her this morning, that we will not only hear them, Father, but we'll be doers, that we'll stand on your word, we'll trust in your word, we'll abide in your word, and Lord God, we'll manifest in your word, because you are our strength, strength like none other. And we thank you for doing it. In the name of Jesus, we say hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, you definitely want to share this message with someone today. And that number is 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. The PIN is 957-677-POUND. And again, we thank God for all of those that will be attending the Artist Life kickoff this weekend, and that's going to be at the Houston Marriott South by the Hobby Airport. you definitely want to be in the place. And we give God glory for strengthening that event, for just manifesting himself in that event this weekend. We are asking your prayers, continued prayers also, for that church service Sunday morning as well. We're giving God glory for each and every one of you joining us this morning. We give God praise for the morning motivational call that's coming up next. And we give God glory for him allowing Minister Robin to minister to us today. Again, thank you so much, Minister Willa, for seating and greeting everyone, and Minister Roslyn for allowing God to use you in the time of worship. Minister Robin, would you come back and close us out with the benediction?
Can you hear me, Minister Brenda?
I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away.
Thank you. Glory to God. God keeps every single promise that he has made to us. Father, we thank you for that. And we are walking in an intimate fellowship with Christ. We have that assurance knowing that every single one of your promises that are in your word, Father, is available to each and every single one of us. Thank you, Lord, because we know it is yes in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Bye-bye.